USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
We've got an update on the damages from Hurricane Laura in Louisiana, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Tropical Storm Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it did significant damage. At least 4 people in Louisiana and possibly 1 in Texas are dead. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power because of the storm.
It looks like a bomb went off in Lake Charles, so it's pretty bad. It's pretty catastrophic for us. In the same breath that I say that, I also want to say that this is not something that's going to be a knockout punch for Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter speaking, as that storm continues to move across the United States, it will be bringing the possibility of severe weather to the upper Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Federal Reserve announced a significant change in how it manages interest rate by saying it plans to keep rates near zero even if inflation has exceeded the 2% target level.
In addition, we have not changed our view that a long-run inflation rate of 2% is most consistent with our mandate to promote both maximum employment and price stability. We continue to believe that monetary policy must be forward-looking, taking into account the expectations of households and businesses and the lags in monetary policy's effect on the economy.
The change means the Fed is prepared to tolerate higher levels of inflation than it generally has in the past, and it means that borrowing rates for households and businesses, from everything from auto loans to home mortgages, will likely remain ultra low for years to come. When the coronavirus pandemic swept through New York City, officials started filling boutique hotels in Manhattan's Upper West Side with homeless individuals in an effort to reduce the virus spreading through the streets and cramped shelters. Residents in the family-friendly neighborhood were shocked to find out that a number of those homeless included sex offenders. There were at least 24 reportedly given rooms in hotels less than a block away from a school playground. City officials said that given the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was not enough time to notify the residents well in advance or seek community input. In all, around 800 people, mostly men, have been placed since April in Upper West Side hotels, costing taxpayers over $400 a night. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.